And welcome to the broadcast of Veganish and all things healthy. And today I have with me special guest Audrey Arby. She is 81 and she's going to be talking about her life and how she's maintained such a youthful, optimistic attitude and with her health habits and life experiences and her spiritual gifts to inspire people to live to the fullest in every single decade. Welcome to the show, my octogenarian, first one. Octogenarian.
Thank you, Faye. I don't think of myself that way. Oh my God, but thank you very much. It is very exciting to be here. I am thrilled about it.
Yeah, so you live in Costa Rica, which is exciting, and that's a place I'd like to go visit sometime to do a meditation retreat. I've been wanting to do that for a while, so it's on the to-do list.
Okay.
You were born in Brooklyn, New York, and then moved to Long Island, and then grew up and went to New York City, lived in New York City. So true New Yorker of all the different experiences, and I wanted to know maybe how that upbringing shaped you in some ways to be who you are too. You can talk about your early years.
Okay, interesting. Okay, I'm the first born of three. I call myself a natural mystic intuitive because I think a certain way. It's just the way I am. It wasn't the way my family thought necessarily. But my mom did teach me to be, like, fair and courteous to everyone. And then when my everyone, at a certain point, were people she preferred not to be with, I saw young, I saw, let's call it a difference in some speaking and the way of being. And part of what happened, what started this vegan thing is I was, I believe, a teenager, and we were all having dinner. And we used to sit at the table. We all ate together. And all of a sudden, I became aware that this thing on my plate was an animal, a piece of an animal. I couldn't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And the family, nobody was vegetarian. And I stayed, quote unquote, veg for 3 days because I couldn't. And then I went back to eating. Well, my mother was a great cook. The regular food, and I did not know a whole lot of people that were of my complexion until I was a little older, and I saw that different people treated them differently. I didn't quite understand that, and when I moved out on my own, and that means Manhattan after college,
mm-hmm.
That is when I really began my own life,
mm-hmm.
and this is in New York City,
mm-hmm.
So I knew people of many different backgrounds and colors and religions and whatnot, and that was exciting to me.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, New York is exciting in general on when there's nothing going on compared to what there's a lot going on. It's a very, very, I've been many, many, many times, so I'm very, I haven't been in a while, but I definitely would like to go at Christmas sometime to see it all in its glory. Yeah, it's a lot, especially if you're intuitive or psychic like I am and you are. You have to shield yourself or it's going to be overwhelming.
Yes.
You can be swallowed up. But I felt like the Chelsea neighborhood is like my good little safe area that I can stay and decompress. It's kind of a quiet area in the city, I feel.
Well, that's where I lived for many, many
years. In Chelsea? Oh, wow, ironic.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you find yourself on 8th Avenue between 28th Street and 29th Street, and you see this big building with two numbers, say hi. That's where I lived for umpteen and a half. I've lived elsewhere. I lived in the village. I lived uptown. I lived, New York life. But that is where I lived for many years. It's where I mainly raised my daughter.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Yeah, I really liked it. I pretty much always stay in Chelsea because I like the little bit of respite that it provides there. And let's talk about, you're very different compared to your family, your upbringing. What did you major in college again? Which you went to State University.
I didn't know what to do with myself. I was still figuring out who I was. I majored in English. I became an English teacher. I wanted to be a writer. I didn't think I was good enough. That was my biggest faulty thought pattern, limiting belief system, not good enough, which, by the way, is one of the most frequent faulty thought patterns on this planet. Mm-hmm. It's all false. Everybody's good enough, although people may not know it. So I did major in English. I taught for a half a minute. I taught a book they didn't like. That was the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Okay. I don't necessarily set out to be different. I think I just naturally am because I can see the truth and the deeper, shall I say, meaning, like what's really going on, faster than most people. That's why mystic, intuitive, psychic, blah, blah, all that. And when I was younger, let's just say I did not always know when to be quiet. And now and then that's still true. And so I would speak up and do stuff. And I taught Brave New World, just so you know. It was on the school syllabus, but it wasn't. We were supposed to teach Silas Marner. They didn't have enough books, so I went and taught Brave New World. And that was the end of my teaching career at that particular school. And in a way, it was really good because it kicked me out of Long Island, which I intended to do but was scared.
Mm-hmm.
Moved directly into Manhattan and began doing a whole lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
And before I knew I was a psychic, I didn't know I was that. I just knew I was a walking intuitive because I am. And so I did various things. I worked with people. I wrote things. I did healing work before I was ever taught how to do healing work.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I have to laugh because it's just natural to me.
Yeah.
I have studied.
Mm-hmm.
I've studied with many people. I've studied with experts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm Reiki Master. I'm a lot of stuff. I studied with Dr. Brenda Cobb at the Living Foods Institute.
Mm-hmm.
I've been vegetarian for 50 years. I've been mostly raw vegan for over 20. I have a book on it. I make yummy, delicious things, including with cacao, which means chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And they're helpful and they're delicious.
Yeah, I love adding cacao in my smoothies.
Yep.
Excuse my throat a little bit. Scratchy. Here's a question. So how can anyone go through life and still dance, laugh, bend, and have open, loving hearts, including in their 80s?
Okay, so the biggest thing is really clearing. I call it junk. It's a technical term.
Mm-hmm.
J-U-N-K or J-U-N-Q-U-E, if we want to be fancy.
Mm.
It's really important to clear one's emotional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If one refuses to, and I'm not saying everyone wants to, if you think I want to go and clear it, no, but I do. I do. I either work with other people, and now because I have a slew of tools, I do some of it myself, a lot of it. But if one does not clear their emotional stuff, they're not going to have that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a term that the guides gave me, oh God, how old is it? I'm still analyst, but over 20 years ago, that I call genetic karmic patterning, GKP.
Mm-hmm.
Some people now use the term ancestral conditioning. GKP goes even deeper
mm-hmm.
because we've been not only, I'll just use terms, and if you don't agree, it's okay. You don't have to.
Yeah.
Whether you call it a past life or another level of experience, whether it's on the earth or another planet or another frequency or a different timeline, any of that, there is stuff that one could have experienced. And if it's holding oneself back, it has to be cleared energetically. And that is the start of being able to do this. Plus which, some form of spiritual practice. I meditate daily. Now and then there's days that I don't. I do breathing attunements all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I start my day that way. I am vegetarian, mostly raw vegan. I drink a special water, Kangen water.
What is that? What kind of water again? Can you spell it?
Yeah, there's a machine. I am a distributor. Enagic is the company. ENAGIC.com. The water is KANGEN from the source.
Kangen water. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you get it from the machine. I have, this is what it's called, the SD501. And if anyone goes to that website, they're going to ask you, who is your distributor? Use my name. Well, you have to use someone's name, and if you're hearing it from me, I would appreciate it, because if someone buys it, I will get a thank you gift from the company.
Okay, what is the what is the tandem water about? What is the uniqueness about that water?
God, I love it. So, I don't know how many people know that water has memory, and water and everything is alive, and they even now have proven it with physics. Mm-hmm. You can look at resonance science.org about, what's his name, Nassim Harriman.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole other thing. That's a whole mega conversation. So water is alive, and Dr. Emoto had proven that, and water has memory, and this water is, it's a machine. You need a machine. I have the SD501 that will shift the structure of the water from your sink. No chemicals. I am not a chemical lady. And no chemicals. It's done naturally. You can't do it by yourself. I know people said, oh, I'll just add a lemon. That's nice, but it won't do quite what this does. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes several different kinds of water. One water literally washes pesticides out of food. Now, if you're going to ask me, does it wash every single pesticide? I don't think anything washes every single kind of pesticide, because even with organic food, I am sorry to say that the United States and other countries spray and mm-hmm. put, okay, my language, poison
mm-hmm.
Onto our foods. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't do anything about GMO. It can't change the seed structure.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes a water that cleans. You can literally, with some of that water, mix oil and water, and it mixes. I know mm-hmm. it does. I've done all these tests. And then there's the water that we drink. Now, the best water to drink is 9.5 pH. But if somebody is very toxic, that's going to clean them out too fast. They would start with 8.5 pH and then go to 9. And these are like not just 5 points higher, 500 times stronger. 9.0 pH and then 9.5.
Mm.
And if you have a clean system, which I apparently do, I started right with 9.5 pH and the water is delicious.
Mm.
And you will want to drink it and then you will go to the bathroom and release. And at a certain point, you'll get your body sufficiently hydrated. Most people are very dehydrated, and they don't know it. They don't know it because it's in their way of being. And part of why people get sick is they are dehydrated.
Mm.
And regular water, the molecules in regular water are larger than the molecules in Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N, water, that you only get from Enagic, the SD501, or the other one, the K8, or there are a couple other machines, but those are the ones I recommend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's delicious. It's really yum.
What is the website again, or the Google search?
The website, Enagic, Enagic.com.
So like magic, but like magic, but with an N.
And with an E in front.
Enagic. Okay, interesting. Yeah. Have to check that out.
You're going to ask you for your distributor. May I give my name?
You may.
Information?
Sure.
So my legal spelling is A-U-D-R-E-Y.
Uh-huh.
I spell it A-U-D-R-Y-E. Okay, but it's A-U-D-R-E-Y. My last name is Arby, A-R-B-E. And if they need my number, because my Enagic number is 724-1840. Because they will not let you buy it without putting your distributor down.
Oh, got it.
So I'm giving you get that so you can do that and get the machine. And if anyone wants to ask me any questions, just call me.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, you know, you drink alkaline water, essentially is what we're saying.
Yeah.
9.5.
Yeah.
High alkaline water. Yeah. I mean, you're doing a more high alkaline diet because you're doing more of the raw vegan and you're doing, you know, not very acidic foods. So that, I think, definitely probably has kept you free of disease. You just had your physical at 81 and have no health issues, which is incredible. And, you know, something that you should be very proud of. Any medications? Probably not.
No.
Okay.
The only time I had to take medication, and then I did it because I didn't know what else to do, I had cataract surgery, and you have to do certain things, and I didn't know herbal, so I just did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a bunch of dental work, and I had to take whatever it was the dentist said, so I did that. Oh, and my dental checkup, everything is good.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is good. I will say this, none of this protected me from dengue fever, which you do not want to get. It's from a mosquito that carries dengue. It's yuck, D-E-N-G-U-E.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can hear or see, I'm fine. I didn't die.
Yeah.
And now I'm programming my body to be immune to that. So we will see, because I'm in the tropics. And
I know. I just read an article recently. Unfortunately, dengue fever is spreading around to non-tropical regions now because of climate change.
Oh, wow.
Because of climate change.
Oh, wow.
So it's actually going to be more, it's not going to be relegated to the tropics anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
The thing to get. It's yuck.
Yeah, no, I definitely, and it's, yeah, it's mosquito-borne, like you say, and it's becoming much more prevalent in non-tropical areas. So I know I try to do my raw garlic every day to try to keep everything together with health and immune. We'll
Make
see.
Make salad dressings with it. You want a quickie salad dressing recipe?
Sure. Go for it.
Okay. So I have a Vitamix, and I recommend it. I don't know if this stuff will work in a regular blender, because with a Vitamix, you can blend just about anything. Not an avocado pit. I attempted that. I can't do that. But you could, well, I experiment. You can blend almost anything and make it yummy and delicious. But for a simple dressing, a good quality olive oil, and yes, I use organic and I use first press. I'm that woman.
Mm-hmm.
So olive oil, you can use some kind of lemon or lime or else a vinegar. I like balsamic, although also lime. I happen to prefer lime to lemon, but it doesn't matter. It's what you like.
Mm-hmm.
And then some Bragg's liquid aminos. BRAGG's liquid aminos. Get it at the health food store and maybe at the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
Better than soy sauce or any of that.
Uh-huh.
And then, if you like a little bit of flavor, you can add some garlic. You can add some ginger. You can add the fresh stuff, okay? You can add some turmeric, a little onion. If you like it with a little kick, add a little bit of hot pepper and blend it up. It's yummy. It'll get all kind of creamy-like. If you want it a little bit sweet, you can add a little bit of... My name just went right into my head. I have to run to the refrigerator. It's the... hold on. I need to... Hold on. I am literally spooning into my fridge. Yes, agave. And I use raw organic.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get or don't want to spend the money or whatever, get the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you really, really, really want to be as healthy as you can, does it cost money to buy this stuff? Yes, I wish it didn't, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't have medical bills.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Literally not.
That's right.
And you have to do some kind of connection to whatever you want to call the infinite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Call it source. Call it whatever you got. God is source. Allah, great spirit, Oshunyam, whatever your terms are.
Mm-hmm.
So long as you know it's bigger than anything you can possibly imagine. There's no way to like to define the all in all because it's beyond definition.
Right.
So every day do something to connect, whether it's you fill with love, definitely send it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Some people forget that. I used to forget that. I'd send it out to a lot of people, and someone asked me, did you send it to yourself? And I went, So include yourself. And then there's an expression I learned and this teacher, I can't remember her name, but this expression, after me, you come first. After me, you come first. This isn't mean. This isn't selfish. This is you taking care of your very precious, unique self.
Mm-hmm.
And I spell that capital S, little s, E-L-F. Capital S is soul, essence, self. Little s is ego, personality, self. You have to take care of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you neglect yourself, it's like you're throwing yourself to the side and others, and nobody here needs to be less than.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. You're supposed to live full, abundant life. I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does that mean you won't have feelings? I'm a born Cancerian. I've got feelings about just about anything. So it's important to be raising our frequency, especially now.
Yeah.
A lot of healers are talking about this, that everybody's got their own language. But it's going beyond third-dimensional reality into, some people are calling it ascension, some fifth-dimensional reality, other timelines. Not going to get caught up on all the language. However, it is truly vital. It is necessary to be able to do this, because what we have done, we meaning our species, third-dimensionally on the planet, is a no.
Mm-hmm.
No. We have to each personally take some kind of steps so that our planet is protected. And one way to do this, and I don't have the stats, okay, but I've read them, that if every person was vegan at least one day a week, literally one day a week, vegan, and not double up on other stuff on another day to go, ha, 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 no, just let it be, we would make a huge change in the climate.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, definitely. That's a lot of motivation for why people want to be vegan or even vegetarian, yeah, is because of the environmental impact. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just have to make sure you're getting all your minerals and all your nutrients. You have to be really intentional about it, too. But absolutely, I mean, yeah.
If you use real foods and organic, just so people know, it's still sprayed.
Yeah.
Don't think it's not.
I don't.
And in Costa Rica, where I've been now for a little period of time, there's also spraying.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't just Pura Vida, which means pure life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to get into the politics here, which I only know a little about, but some of it's not so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And in the United States, OMG, really? I mean, do you know the United States is the most overweight country of all the quote-unquote developed countries? The only country more overweight than us is something, I think, in the South Pacific. This is not a good thing.
Yeah, I think it's because of all the chemicals. And also the more sedentary life.
And it's what people eat. I'm going to be real basic about it.
Yeah, I do think it's the food. I do.
It's what people are putting in their mouth.
Yeah.
And not necessarily moving their body. How many people do you know, or you've read, or you see, or whatever, that literally almost only eat something out of a can or a box, and that's it? And it's denatured. White flour, white sugar, throw it out.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, get rid of it. It's poisoning you, and it pulls the B vitamins out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And B vitamins are part of what we need to help prevent depression.
Mm-hmm.
Give us energy.
Mm-hmm. I take a lot of B vitamins. Yeah,
but when I learned this, again, I started this journey. How old was I? 31. I started it, I think, in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't stick with it because I was busy experimenting with other things in my 20s. But really stuck with it when I turned 31.
Mm-hmm.
And got more and more and more. And I started Ovolacta, which means I was eating eggs and dairy and stuff like that. And bit by bit by bit, I went more and more vegetarian. And that was not popular back then.
Mm-hmm.
I was teased a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a rabbit? You know,
mm-hmm.
And some of those people, unfortunately, are no longer alive.
Right.
Sorry to say.
Mm-hmm. No, I believe the food, your diet is such a the main component. But talk about, let's see, your programs. You have several online courses that you offer. Let's have you talk about those one by one.
Okay, so the first one, someone asked me, if someone is starting a growth journey, what's the first thing they have to do? And I said, they have to love themselves. So I started with, because if you don't, you're not going to go anywhere. That's going to stop you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So my first online course, I call it the Morph course, is Morph, M-O-R-P-H, Morph into the Magic of Self-Love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's capital S, little s, E-L-F. And I designed it as a 6-week course. You could make it 6 months. You could do whatever you want because the material will be emailed to you, and I am one of these content-rich people.
Mm-hmm.
If you know astrology, you have Mercury conjunct Jupiter on the fourth house cusp. I always have information. It is just given to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's good information, and I'm glad about that.
Mm-hmm.
And this course, I know you're not supposed to guarantee, but I'm going to tell you, if you take this course and do it as it's designed to be done, I do guarantee you will grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I have written stuff because I'm a writer.
Mm-hmm.
I have a half-hour video that I made myself, so don't look for fancy. You're not going to get it. You're going to get simple and cute and adorable.
Mm-hmm.
I had someone else do those where I show you how to do the breathing attunement. I show you, I teach with... Every week in the course, I teach a new transformational technique.
Mm-hmm.
I teach Ho'oponopono. I teach recapitulation. I teach a bunch of stuff and literally show how to do it. I give tips because I want, it is important to me that my clients succeed. That's why I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you get perks. You get various perks, whether it's price of a reading, or you get a little free reading. There's just stuff. So that's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have a lot of material, you can take it over and over, because once you order and buy the course, it's yours. I don't take it back. It's in your computer. You can go over it and over it and over it.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have so much in it, you can take it and you'll think you're taking a whole new course.
Mm-hmm.
But there's stuff you wouldn't even have gotten to. What's required, what I require people, which they'll do what they want, is to listen to the tape, because that's going to give you highlights. Do I recommend you read all the other stuff that comes with it? Yeah, of course I do. Do you have to do it all? No. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll give you ideas. That's course number one. And then course number two, after I finished that course and, you know, taught, this was before COVID, so I was literally having live seminars. And so I thought, okay, so what's needed now? And at the time, there was all this sexual yuck going on.
Mm-hmm.
So the second course is called Sexuality, Sensuality, Spirituality, Your Intimacy Healing Exuberance Course.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get into, I say we, because we're all together.
Mm-hmm.
And the guides and I put it together, so it wasn't just me.
Mm-hmm.
Never is. Different, what do I want to call this? Different ways of, different kinds of sexuality, different ways of experience, yucky things that someone may have been through. I mean, I've been raped, I've been hit, I've had stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I'm not at the mercy of it. I have healed it. Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And all of that kind of thing. We even discussed people that, women that had surgery and were not exactly forced, but kind of pressured into having a C-section that they didn't need. That's very traumatic for people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need it. If you need to have it, that's different. Then you need to have it.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to have it for my daughter because I had placenta abruptia.
Mm-hmm.
And so 6 weeks before due date, the placenta was leaving the body.
Mm.
Means that baby has to come out really fast. So I had an emergency C-section.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do not.
Mm-hmm.
So there's ways how to heal that. And so my guarantee for that course, which has different healing techniques, different stuff than the first course, so you won't be getting a duplicate course, is that you will be much healthier sexually and be at peace with yourself and be much more open to having a relationship. I can't say you'll be fully open because I don't know where you're at and what's going on and stuff like that. So, But I know I've done this. I mean, I know people who have taken the course because they call me back. Not everyone, but some. So I know how it's affected people.
Mm.
And people mm-hmm. have had huge breakthroughs with this course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's delicate. So I give readings. I'm a psychic. I do readings. And so the fees to the readings, once you've taken the course, is released. It's reduced. And I do give payment arrangements. Once you prove I can trust you,
mm-hmm.
I will make payment arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third course, I call that the sex course. And the first is the morph course. I again looked around, and I will state categorically that I am so beyond this whole concept of isms, racism, sexism, LGBTQism, anti-Semitism, you name it. It doesn't matter if you know somebody of any particular category that's like a yucky person. There are yucky persons in almost every category. Most people on the whole are simply decent people looking to live a decent life. And if we don't clear this yuckety-poo stuff, and that's for any of us, that includes me, I am part of us, then you're not going to live the life you want to live. Nor will you be able to dance with a really open heart and happiness when you're in your eighth decade.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, and I do.
Oh,
yes,
that's
I
good.
Can.
And you sound
yes,
like you do.
Fun.
Yeah, I mean... I'm trying to promote anti-hate and anti-racism to all people at all times. That's a really good way to live.
I don't even call it anti. Don't call it anti. Because anti is what you don't want. Instead, what you do want. Always state what you're going after, like an affirmation. Going peace amongst people. Find harmony amongst all of us, whatever color or religion. Use language that really states, that's like an affirmation and a prayer.
Affirmative,
it, you're going, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you don't know what I am, okay, my skin is what's called white. I have brown, curly hair. I have a biracial daughter. Her father was African-American.
Mm-hmm.
I lived it. This is nothing new to me. I've been living this for a long time.
Mm.
And when you're really in this, and you can see people and just them, not just a category, although it's okay to see category because we do, and can simply appreciate the differences and the beauties that we all have, your life expands.
Mm-hmm.
You have a much wider friend circle. You have the people of various different cultures from various different countries or wherever they may come from, because soon it's going to be other planets. And all of this, you can grow through all of them. And you can add your own unique, whatever it might be, to the mix. It's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, people that are stuck or negative, then they need some healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. We definitely see that.
Exactly
we see that in the last 2 months. A lot of need for healing, that's for sure. A lot of interesting reveals of this kind of hatred and magnified, I think, by social media too.
The outer planets within the next couple of years are changing signs. When Pluto goes into and stays into Aquarius, that's going to be interesting because it'll stop being some of that top-down stuff that it's ending Capricorn in, and it'll be more about we the people. I'm not sure exactly what's going to be happening, and I have some concern about this, about putting various electronics in our bodies, as well as what might be happening, and some of it is great, and some, what might be happening with transgender and, let's just say, non-binary people, because my prediction is that there's going to be a lot more known about it. And for all we know, once we're in other planets, and we will be, I mean, we're aiming for Mars now, and once we're really out there, it might be that some non-binary people may have something within themselves that's needed in those areas. We don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, I think we don't need to know to care and be tolerant yeah. and accepting of other people and within reason, of course. I think, you know, also, you know, protecting people's safe spaces too. It's we're figuring it out. I feel like everyone's figuring it out, and it's going to be, you know, a different for each, it's at least in America, different probably for each state and what they're going to
yeah.
allow and whatnot. Yeah. But I feel like you want to remember to be loving and accepting of all people, but also have your good boundaries and protection too. That's the yeah. kind of, I feel like we're in that debate at this point where those yeah. lines are. Where are the lines? Yeah. And,
I'm going to change. Whatever you might think they are, yeah. they're going to shift. They're going to shift.
Yeah, and protection of people too. And let's see, what would you say is some of your key advice for people, if you had to give just kind of bullet points of how to live a long, healthy life? What would be your bullet points for life?
Learn how to love yourself.
Yes, I agree.
Start with that. If you don't love yourself, you're going to keep bumping up against that.
Yep.
I know, because I didn't for a long time. Okay, mm-hmm. And that. So learn how to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
More, of course, or whatever it is you choose to do. Eat healthfully.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer raw vegan. You don't have to prefer that. You can prefer what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Please, at least one day every week, raw vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Eat healthily. Drink plenty of water.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I like Kangen water. Most water that's sold in bottles, some of it is literally, I'm not even going to say this, some of it is not what they say it is,
mm-hmm.
and some of it is toxic. Some of it is acidic.
Mm-hmm.
I tested it. I know. So drink a lot of water. Ballpoint,
mm-hmm.
whatever you weigh, take half of that and drink that amount in ounces every day. That's how much water we need. Minimally, have some kind of spiritual practice, not religious. I don't care what you do for religion, but a spiritual practice
mm-hmm.
where you connect with the mystery of the all in all.
Mm-hmm.
What else? But, oh, laugh. You have to laugh.
Agreed.
You have to love life. You must laugh. If you don't laugh, you're not going to get through life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not laugh at anything. Laugh with. Find the beauty. Without beauty, we don't thrive. That's part of why I'm an artist. Well, I'm an artist because it comes out of me. But
mm-hmm.
without beauty, we need beauty to grow. And something that's gorgeous when you look at it, whether it's my art, I will just say that, and now I paint frequency stones, or whether it's looking at a gorgeous thing, trees, whatever it is that you like, your brain patterns will change.
Mm.
It literally happens. Your energy, your frequency will change. You need that.
Mm-hmm.
Have gratitude. Have gratitude. You woke up in the morning. Thank you. You can breathe. Thank you. You got out of bed. Yay. Whatever it might be. You
mm-hmm.
can go to the bathroom and release whatever releases out of you. Yay. You're not holding toxins inside. Find whatever it is. And be real about it. You can't just say, oh, I am glad for blah, blah, and you don't mean it. Forgive. Let me give you the definition of forgiveness that I got from this wonderful healer named David Markowitz umpteen years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness is letting go of any negative effect of anything anyone, including yourself, either did or did not do to you. It has nothing to do with pardoning another person. It has to do with you,
mm-hmm.
being free of any past, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, number one, you are free, and it takes a little something. Do the Ho'oponopono, or call me and I'll give you other stuff, as well as it opens you up to new possibilities, and it gives you energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's freeing. It's humongously freeing. And then understand, we are living at an amazing time right now. I know a lot of people are scared, and a lot of the media and blah, blah, blah will do what it can to scare you, including they can say we're being invaded by whatever species. If you really do research, you will learn that certain things our government knows.
Operation Bluebeam, anyone? Do you know?
Say again?
Operation Bluebeam. Do you know about that? Operation Bluebeam?
Bluebeam?
Operation no. Bluebeam. No?
What is
it? It's what you just said. People okay. thinking that they're going to, it's a staged invasion. That's one of the.
No. It's staged. It's not. No. From what I know from various people that I have met who have dealt with some of the, if you don't know anything about it, look up the Disclosure Project. With Dr. Steve Greer, G-R-E-E-R. Okay, so you could learn more about this. These beings have been around probably for as long as we have. There's like umpteen. And most of them, not all, want to help us. Let's face it, if they've come from wherever it is they've come, and they want to hurt us, do I have to tell you how easy that is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They don't have to. Our own species is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out for that. Remember integrity, remember kindness, remember love, remember generosity, remember growing, remember your own level of accomplishment. Everybody's got something that they want to accomplish, different for everyone. Allow yourself to do that and enjoy your life. There was a time I didn't. I was depressed and I thought I was horrible and I thought I was fat enough. I mean, I've been through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Enjoy being alive.
I agree.
And in that, you can start creating many other things. I didn't know I was an artist. When I was a kid, I used to revere artistry. I thought it was amazing creativity. Go figure that I'm an artist. That is like one of the biggest surprises, and I am an artist. You can see some of my art on the website, AudreyNow, AudreyNow.com. My frequency stones aren't on it yet, but they will be. And they are gorgeous, and they have gemstones on them. They're beautiful.
When you say frequency stones, are you saying, like, are you talking about crystals?
Yes.
Okay. I thought so.
No, I get actual rocks. I'm living in Costa Rica, and I don't have canvases here, so I thought, well, we have rocks. So I meditated, and now I paint rocks. I have little itty-bitty ones. I have bigger ones, and then I have to be able to lift it, and I'm 4'10". I have 4'10 and a smidge. I weigh maybe 93, 4 pounds, okay? So I'm not such a huge human. So I can't lift very heavy things, and if I can't lift it so far, I'm not painting it. Someone else can lift it and bring it where I need it to be. I will paint it, but I paint all the different sides, not at the same time, obviously. You make a mess and all of that. I'm open. I mean, I'll take commissions. You provide the rock and the paint, I'll paint it. Or whatever it is, whatever our agreement is. They're gorgeous. They're gorgeous.
Wonderful.
And when you look at them, that I meditate and blah, blah, all that with them and charge the crystal, which you could also charge it yourself. It changes the frequency of your own self and the state that it's in, and we need that. We need to up-level our own homes, where we work, our environment, our mentality. If somebody feels depressed and you look at one of these things, you start smiling because they're so pretty. And you can focus on the crystal, because even the teeny ones, now I have new gemstones, so I'm going to start putting them on, will help shift who you are. Now, understand, all of this is a process, so it isn't that you look at it and all of a sudden you're euphoric. Okay, that would be interesting, but it starts the process. You'll start to smile. Oh, that's pretty. I like that. What did she do here? And then you start looking at the detail. I'm always astounded at what things come out like. I meditate. I lift my frequency. I may ask to create something that's going to help bring happiness or whatever it is I may ask for. Then I paint. It takes, I don't get it done in one day. These are definitely more than one day. It takes a while. And when they're done, I'm like astounded. I really am.
That's wonderful.
And that goes with any of my art.
Well, I'm really glad to talk with you, Audrey. And where can people find your contact information? I don't know if you're on Instagram, but website, or how do people find you? Oh, okay.
Okay, so I haven't done anything on it recently, but I am on Instagram, and it's Audrey Now. I don't remember how it starts. Instagram.com.
Oh, it's the @ symbol, and then it's Audrey. Is that right?
AudreyNow.
Mm-hmm. Audrey Now.
My website is AudreyNow.com. AudreyNow.com. I have a new person that's updating it, so the frequency stones are not yet on it, but you'll see other art, much of which is still available in Florida. So if you want any, let me know. Some of it I have with me here in Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
My phone number, and it's an American SIM card. It's a U.S. SIM card, so it's a local call, is 917-494-0628. So, yeah, it's a New York number, because that's where I'm from. And I also lived in Florida. Let me not leave that out.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, 917-494-0628. And my email, surprise, is AudreyNow@gmail.com. And if you do email me so you don't get thrown out, mention this show, Veganish. And I will be, I put it in caps so I actually see it in the subject line,
mm-hmm.
and I will definitely be reading it and responding.
Oh.
And I thank you so much, Freya, for this.
Oh, absolutely. Did you want to close us out with a breathing attunement? You were talking about a breathing attunement.
How much time do we have?
How long does it take?
I could do 10 minutes. I could do a few minutes.
Let's do a few. Let's do a quickie.
Okay.
Quickie, your person's stressed out. They're having a moment. They need to go someplace quiet, maybe the bathroom. What would, let's do this. Just practical reality. The bathroom is my sanctuary.
That's it. Yes, I've done that. Okay, so sit comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
If anything you're wearing is tight, loosen it. If you're in a position where you can take your shoes off, take them off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a moment to lift my frequency, so I do this in the space I like to do it. Breathe light into your heart. Fill up with golden silver light. Now exhale.
Oh, shoot. Audrey, you know what? My phone is going to die. That's my beep, beep, beep. I'm so sorry. And then that's going to be annoying to have when you're doing a meditation. So I'm going to say we're going to have to cut it off because this phone is losing its juice.
Right, so
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
The realities of the technical world.
Yeah, well, and it's going to get even more tech world.
You would think this phone would last more than an hour. I don't know. That's my beeper. But anyway, well, you could, to find out more about breathing attunements, you can go to Audrey Now, and she can help you with that. Sorry about my electronics right now. But
no, that's right. I have a couple of them on, I forget what the landing page, on my website.
Here we are.
Breathing attunement. Go look at it because I'm teaching one.
All right. Thank you so much, Audrey. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you. I appreciate